comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Daytime traffic control for southbound Highway 41. Carlton Hotel reopens with Marriott Brand. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today and on April 17th. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on Highway 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46 and 15 miles south of the intersection with Highway 33. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today and on Friday. During the middle of the week, the shoulder adjacent to the work will be closed as construction crews install a new driveway for Verizon site access on Highway 41. Caltrans says no significant delays are expected during this project. County Public Works announced travelers can expect some delays on Peachy Canyon Road this week during working hours, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Crews will be making repairs along the embankments damaged in the 2023 storms, which may result in delays of up to 5 minutes. Public Works says there will be no lane restrictions outside of these working hours. Carlton Hotel reopens with Marriott Brand. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Wednesday last week to commemorate the reopening of the historic Carlton Hotel in Atascadero. The hotel has reopened as part of the Marriott Bonvoy's tribute portfolio. This means the hotel can benefit from the Marriott branding, but will keep its control local to fit the city's aesthetic. Among the changes are 63 fully remodeled rooms, a fitness center, and the restaurant and bar set to open at the end of April. The Mabel will be operated by the owners of the Hatch and Rotisserie and Bar in Paso Robles. Booking for the Carlton Hotel is available now. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, April 14th at 6 p.m., Tuesday's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax Measure D12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot master plan development. City Council approved the first reading on March 24th with a unanimous vote, which will infill three underdeveloped areas at the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real with a Chick-fil-A restaurant, a drive-thru car wash, and a commercial tenant space. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Atascadero will be holding its next Coffee with the Planner event this week. This month's session will be held Thursday, April 16th at 9 a.m. at the Amsterdam Coffee House. The topic will be the 2045 General Plan Update and Associated Zoning Code Updates. City says they are currently in the environmental review stage of the General Plan Update and are completing the draft EIR. These informal sessions are designed to allow for open dialogue and provide a casual and accessible space to facilitate community input on city work. Fort Hunter Liggett will be holding its 24th annual Youth Fishing Derby, Saturday, April 25th at Del Venturi Reservoir. This free event is geared towards youth ages 15 and younger. Young anglers and their family can enjoy a morning of outdoors while taking part in a long-standing FHL tradition. Participants must register for the Youth Derby in advance, with three age brackets available. Participants are also encouraged to bring their own fishing rods and bait. Parents are asked to supervise their children at all times. The event will go from 6:30 a.m. to noon. Registration can be done online. Friends of the Oceano Dunes announced that a court ruled that the park's development violated the Endangered Species Act by allowing motorized vehicle use that harms snowy plover birds. The court says that use of the off-road vehicles in the Oceano Dunes results in the illegal take of the species, protected by the Endangered Species Act. This ruling prohibits state parks from issuing new permits or authorizations of motorized vehicle use in the snowy plover habitat at Oceano Dunes. George Moreno with the California State Parks released a statement disagreeing with the court ruling. Because of the ruling, Oceano Dunes will be temporarily closed to camping and off-road vehicle use south of Arroyo Grande Creek, beginning Tuesday, April 14th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers beat the Dodgers 5-2, the Padres over the Rockies 7-2, Angels beat the Reds 9-6, the Athletics shut out the Mets 1-0, the Orioles over the Giants 6-2, the Rays beat the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Angels will face the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Warriors 115-110, the Lakers over the Jazz 131-107, Trailblazers beat the Kings 122-110. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers. In California news, amid allegations of sexual misconduct and assault from staff workers, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell has announced he will suspend his campaign. Swalwell, however, remains defiant that the accusations are false. I will fight the serious false accusations that have been made, but that's my fight, not a campaign's, he said on social media. The California GOP has not endorsed a candidate for governor after its statewide endorsement convention in San Diego. In order for a candidate to receive the endorsement, they must reach 60% of delegate votes. Steve Hilton received 44% of the vote, and Chad Bianco led with 49%. Before the Palisades and Eaton fires, Los Angeles County was short about 70,000 qualified construction workers. Following the fires, that number has jumped to over 100,000 new workers needed in construction-related careers. Last year, the state awarded Los Angeles Community Colleges about $5 million to train more workers to help rebuild the homes from the fires. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Despite a wave of negative news, the March Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer shows farmer sentiment improved. On Purdue's AgCast, economist Michael Langemeyer said tight margins, rising input costs, and higher financial risk are still shaping decisions, keeping producers cautious. But he made note of what is offsetting the month's pessimism.
But there was other factors going on here, and one of them that we didn't talk about in the report that's obviously was going on is the bridge payments were going out. And the bridge payments, if you average those for a corn soybean farm, were about $35 per acre, and so they were rather sizable, and so that probably boosted sentiment. But also, if you look at corn and soybean prices, particularly corn prices were up. If you look at the time we surveyed in March compared to the time we surveyed it in February. And one of the interesting things about corn prices is it's not perfectly correlated with energy prices, but it is positively correlated with energy prices. And so because the energy prices went up, corn prices went up a little bit. And I think that offsets some of the negativity regarding the higher energy and fertilizer prices. Another thing I think is important to point out is a lot of producers probably already had purchased their fertilizer. And so this isn't going to be quite as much impact for those people.
But for those who have not, the impact of the war with Iran will be significant when it comes to profit and losses.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Linsco's LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit linscosltranch.com. And remember, bid live at DV Auction or liveag.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
When friends and family come to visit this spring, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Spring is one of the most beautiful times here. Lush vineyards, milder weather, and fewer crowds before the summer heat. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. Book their spring stay at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Six candidates running to be California's next governor said last week during a televised forum in Fresno that if elected, they would roll back regulations that have made it challenging to farm in the state. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, referred to a study from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo that found the cost to California lettuce growers of complying with the state's environmental, labor, and food safety regulations increased by more than 1,300% from 2006 to 2024. That's not sustainable, Villaraigosa said. There actually is agreement that things are broken in Sacramento. The forum, which was hosted by the California Farm Bureau and more than two dozen other agricultural groups, kicked off the final stretch of campaigning ahead of the June 2nd primary election. They'll determine which two candidates advance to the general election in November. We found it to be a critical time to highlight to candidates that agriculture and our rural counties are important, California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a live or dead animal on the U.S. 101 South just between Wilsona and San Miguel. CHP reports that this is just north of the San Marcos Road off-ramp. There's a dead or injured elk on the right-hand shoulder. Again, CHP reports that there is a dead or injured elk on the right-hand shoulder of the U.S. 101 South just north of the San Marcos Road off-ramp between Wilsona and San Miguel. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday with a 30% chance of showers. Mid-70s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train. And only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost ground at the open. Global stocks sold off after negotiations with Iran fell apart over the weekend. Oil prices are back over $100 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $103. Brent crude at $101. And Bitcoin has topped $71,000. Goldman Sachs reported a record quarter, though the stock opened down more than 3%. Goldman was helped by trading and investment banking. Expectations were very high. Goldman is in the Dow. It is contributing to the Dow slump. Merger news in the mattress business. Somni Group, which was created from the combination of Mattress Firm and Tempur Sealy, is buying Leggett and Platt, which makes components for furniture. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are on El Camino Real Atascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, to join us, Cebu Play.
Say hey, KPRL, what you got cooking? Morning Exchange.
All righty. Speaking of cooking, I guess you can say, to tie this in, a cheap segue, the Italian Catholic Federation, the St. Rose branch, they're having their big spagoots. That's right. The large plate of spaghetti. It's coming up this Saturday, homemade spaghetti sauce, meatballs, along with French bread, salad, and dessert. Mm-mm, good. And remember, proceeds from the dinner will be used towards scholarships for St. Rose Catholic School, local area high schools and colleges. Tickets for the dinner, just $18 for adults and $10 for youngins 12 years of age and under. And the tickets can be purchased at the St. Rose office, at the St. Rose School, ICF, or at the door. By the way, takeout is available. Takeout's about 4:30, I think that starts. So, it just so happens that I have two tickets left. I have two tickets left if you'd like them for the St. Rose Spaghetti Dinner coming up this Saturday. So just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know if you have won them or not. That's how it goes. All right, coming up this afternoon on The Right Choice, I'll have Allison Amenta. She is a Paso Robles Physical Therapy board-certified neurological clinical specialist, and this has to do with the Move-a-thon. It is a fundraiser for the Parkinson's Foundation. So that's 12:30 to 1, and I got an email from Susanna. The baby is finally adjusting to a schedule, so she'll be able to make her return the first Monday in May. Meanwhile, I've got a little something here on the Civil War this afternoon in the 1 o'clock hour. So there you be. There you be. All right, let's see here. What do we have? I see this on the... Let me see. Good morning. Do you know if the St. Rose Spaghetti Feed also... Yeah, it has to go dinners for the pickup. So, yes. And this has to do on the text, Paso Robles Police Department. And I read through this twice. And, sir, if you can resend this, because it doesn't make sense to me. But I appreciate you giving me the try. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air. Go right ahead. All right, well, just like the text, you can try that again as well. And that was pretty quick. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Had a little delay with, I could hear you on the radio, but I couldn't hear you on my phone. This last supervisor's meeting, there was an item on there that...
Well, that didn't work well either. Well, what do they say? Third time's a charm? Something like that. Let's see here. What do... I saw something regarding... It had to do with more money. Oh, I know what it has to do with. The Oceanos, the Dunes. You heard Chris talking about the federal judge last Thursday ordered the temporary closure of the Dunes State Vehicle Recreation Area to protect snowy plovers, an endangered shorebird, who apparently their migration is from Oregon to Mexico. That's the span, according to something that somebody let me know. But since we talk about money, the Oceano Dunes State Vehicle Recreation Area and the Pismo State Beach, that's combined, they generate an estimated $243 to over $300 million annually in San Luis Obispo County. That's according to various reports. Now, of course, this includes spending on local hotels, restaurants, and retail, etc., etc. So, the snowy plover, or whatever it's called, this has been a battle for many, many years. So think about that money, even half of it, if it leaves the county. We know about the Phillips money leaving the county, Phillips Petroleum, Phillips 66 down there, because the people in San Jose Mar School District are still complaining about the lost revenue. I wonder how many of those people down there were happy to see the Phillips 66 go. And now they need money. So think about the money from the Oceano Dunes again, just take away half of it. That's a lot of money in a county that we're already, not already, that we're in trouble because we need money. We are behind. So that's a pretty big impact. So we'll see regarding this judge's decision on what can be done or what will happen. Because once again, for more than 20 years, the California State Parks has failed to finish a habitat conservation plan. Now, 20 years. How many projects do you know in the private sector that would take 20 years to finish? So apparently they've started because it says failed to finish. Again, I don't know if it started at all. Well, where is it at? And that was because that was a requirement to receive this incidental take permit. So the state parks, according to the judge, can't allow off-roading on the dunes without a incidental take permit beginning on Tuesday. So we will see what happens as we get towards summer and so forth, where the well, the beach is used pretty much year-round for people that like to do what they like to do. So that's pretty amazing, the amount of money. And again, we should know hopefully soon where this will go. This will go. All right, what else about money? Also something, because I came across an article regarding the concern in the pro-family world on the fact that we're not producing as many babies. The United States set an all-time low for birth rates, or for birth, in 2025. And there has been some, shall we say, incentives to try and change that. You know, the one big beautiful bill, the expanding child tax credits, establishing Trump accounts. What are the Trump accounts? Well, this is the Trump accounts, if you don't remember. Trump accounts are government-sponsored tax advantage savings vehicles for children, launching July 4th of this year, featuring a $1,000 federal seed deposit for eligible children born between 2025 and 2028. It's designed for long-term growth. These accounts allow up to a $5,000 in annual contribution to be invested in index funds aiming to help with future expenses. Now, what again, I love the wording here. This is government-sponsored. No, that's taxpayer money. That's taxpayer money. So we are now, in my view, paying people to have children. U.S. citizens' children under 18 can have an account. And again, children born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028 receive a $1,000 government-funded starter deposit. Parents, family, or employees can contribute up to $5,000 per child annually. Funds are locked until the child turns 18, at which point the account converts into a traditional IRA, which I'm sure will be taxed. All right. And withdrawal before the age of, wait a minute, withdrawal penalty. Withdrawals before age 59 and a half may be subject to ordinary income tax and a 10% penalty similar to traditional IRAs. If a child does not qualify for the 25-28 pilot program, they can still open an account but will not receive the $1,000 federal seed money, the federal tax money. So, again, don't like this at all, to pay people to do this, to have children, and I have to give $1,000 for that. No deal. No deal. Maybe you have some thoughts. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, as you know, there's a lot of ballot initiatives coming up in the election, and some of them are attacks on Prop 13. And of course, you know about the billionaires tax and so forth. And what businesses and anti-tax groups, including the Howard Jarvis folks, they're trying to get things on the ballot to make it make local government tax increases more difficult by increasing the voter threshold. And again, that goes back to paying homage to Prop 13. But, of course, a measure placed on the ballot by the legislature would torpedo it by requiring a higher voter threshold for the measures to raise taxes, increase the voter threshold. So if you go back, 48 years ago, I think, Prop 13, and just some things never change. It's been under attack and continues to be under attack. But there are some initiatives, again, out there, ballot initiatives, that continue. And they've gotten, I suppose, to their credit or their sleaziness, they've gotten a little bit more slick on the wording. We've seen that. We've been duped on many propositions in the last X amount of years. Prop 47, probably the most widely recognized where people got duped. I can remember some folks calling into here saying, well, I didn't know that it said that in there. I forget the exact verbiage, but the first couple of lines of the headline, promised Shangri-La, that type of thing. And people look at it and go, oh, my God, that sounds great. We're going to save all the puppies and children and grandmothers in the world. And they voted for it. So there are a lot of dueling ballot propositions this fall, and that's going to lead to a lot of confusion. And also, one of the things that we know is how it's worded on how you're supposed to vote. You know, we've been down this road. Yes means a no. No means a yes. Those type of things. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Speaking of elections, somebody sent me this because, Chris did the story on the Republican Party, their spring convention. They voted this weekend, and they didn't vote for a governor because no candidate was able to reach the 60% threshold to earn the endorsement. However, a frequent guest on this radio station, insurance commissioner Stacey Korsgaden, she has been selected for the statewide at the convention over the weekend. So maybe Karen will have her back on here shortly. There will be a limited time because when we start getting into the political window, you have rules that you have to abide by regarding that. Also, I got an email over the weekend that somebody said that there was the heat wave caused the recently planted trout at Atascadero Lake to die, causing many dead fishes on the shore. Did anybody see that? Does anybody know about that? Now, I know from time to time they do plant fish, or I guess supposedly in this case trout, at the Atascadero Lake, but does anybody know anything about that? Appreciate any help we can get regarding that. All right, also, Ed, and something out there regarding, there was these Catholic sisters, and I don't mean sister, I mean nuns. They it's in Hawthorne, New York. That's just north of New York City, the Bronx borough there. I believe it's Westchester County. They care for dying patients, and they are fighting the New York State trans rule, and they may face jail time. There was a law signed by the governor that requires nursing homes to follow gender identity rules or face penalties. And this has to do of their mission is in life, these nuns, is to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. It's provided comfort and skilled care to persons dying of cancer who cannot afford nursing care. They do not take insurance or government funds or money. It's totally free. They're supported by the goodness of benefactors. And they do it because that's their calling in life. And it has to do with the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, and people living with HIV long-term care facility, residents or Bill of Rights. It bans long-term care facilities and staff from discriminating against any resident on the basis of a resident's actual or perceived orientation, gender identity, or expression, etc., etc. So these nuns are simply following what, you know, Catholic nuns would do, and they may face fines or jail time. Here they are, out of the goodness of their heart. Again, no money from the government, and they could end up in jail. That's, I guess, not just New York, but that's just the way of this country right now. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Fort Hunter Liggett will be holding its 24th annual Youth Fishing Derby on Saturday, April 25th at Del Venturi Reservoir. This free event is geared towards youth ages 15 and younger, with three age brackets available. Participants are encouraged to bring their own fishing rods and bait. The event will go from 6:30 a.m. until noon. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is this Tuesday, April 14th at 6 p.m. Tuesday's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax measure D12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot master plan development. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump orders a military blockade of ports in Iran.
It's a response to negotiations over the weekend, which failed to produce an end to the conflict. Yesterday, President Trump said the U.S. Navy will also begin destroying mines that Iranians had laid in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, who was part of the talks, accused the United States of moving the goalposts when inches away from a deal.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Pope Leo says his appeals for peace are rooted in the gospel and pushes back against President Trump's attacks on him as too liberal and weak on crime.
I don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing. And I will continue to speak out loudly against war.
America's listening to Fox News.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
North County weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, little clouds and sunshine, mid-60s on your Monday. Clearing skies tonight, overnight lows right around 40. Abundant sunshine, so it says. Low 70s for Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll have little clouds and sunshine, low 70s, mid-70s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, upper 70s, low 70s Sunday, and next Monday, some clouds, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down. 6:33 a.m., 7:34 p.m. We are now at 42. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, Paso Robles, in the delightful River Oaks community. All right, it's coming up. It's almost here. The red carpet prom night, adult prom presented by the Paso Robles Lions Club. Oh, man, they've got it at the beautiful Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. This Saturday starts at 7. Remember, all proceeds are returned to the community through Paso Robles High School scholarships, sportsmanship awards, and other projects. So go online, look up the Paso Robles Lions Club, and get some of those last-minute tickets available, and as I always say, make some memories and relive some memories too, all right? I appreciate it. Okay, the Optimist Clubs of Paso Robles in Atascadero, they present the annual Del Bishop Optimist Kids Fishing Derby. Cast your line and reel in the winning fish. That's coming up this Sunday, the 19th. It starts 8 o'clock at the Atascadero Lake. That's next to the pavilion. It's free for kids 15 and under. And rod rental, bait, and assistance available, or bring your own. Free hot dog lunch and drawing following the derby at 12 o'clock. Pre-register at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com for this coming up this Sunday in Atascadero. Have some fun. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day. Brunch on the weekends and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. It is just about 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries are brought to you by the good folks at, yes, you know, Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yeah, they're hosting a big special event with buyers coming to the store to buy some jewelry and art from you. So there you go. Get ready for it. As let's see our local celebrities. We have Kyle Matthews, Greg Griffin, former coach, former Bearcat in UK, and I think he played at UNLV and being coached at Paso. Derek Jasper, Dale Harlard, Steve Barstow, Julie Dolan's having a birthday, Juan Quinzada, Nancy Newton Caswell, Elaine Lonnie, and Sarah Huffrider. Those are your local celebrities. Treat them as they should be treated, and only their hairdresser knows for sure how. All right, my other list here on my right-hand side, some folks you have heard of. Yep, you heard of this guy, Thomas Jefferson, 1743-1826. Frank Winfield Woolworth, that's right, the merchant, 1852-1919. Onward we go. Howard Keel, oh yeah, he was in a whole bunch of things. Actor, 1919-2004. Would you believe Don Adams, 1923-2005. Race guy, Dan Gurney, 1931-2018. From the Carol Burnett Show, Lyle Waggoner, 1935-2020. Paul Sorvino, you remember him, Paulie, from Goodfellas, 1939, 2022. Lester Chambers of the Chamber Brothers, 1940. Marjorie Yates, the actress, 1941. The composer, Bill Conti. He was born in 1942. Onward we go. And how about this? Tony Dow, Leave It to Beaver, 1945, 2022. Old Man Could Sing, Al Green, 1946. Ron Perlman, the actor, 1950. Max Weinberg, the E Street drummer, 1951. Peebo Bryson was born in 1951, a singer. From the group Blondie, Jimmy Destri, 1954. Also, Davis Love III, a golf champ, 1964. Out of the University of Louisville and a pretty good defensive tackle in the NFL, Ted Washington, 1968. Ricky Schroeder, 1970. Not a bad hoopster, Bo Outlaw, 1974. Also on the list, we have a pretty good tight end out of the University of Kentucky, Dan Campbell, 1976. Who else do we have here? Real good baseball player, Hunter Pence, 1983. Another really good baseball player, Lorenzo Cain, 1986. And that is it. All right. Passing away on this day, Elwood Haynes. He developed the second automobile company in the United States. He died in 1925. Frank Bank from Leave It to Beaver. My goodness. Lumpy Rutherford. He died in 2013. From The Jolson Story, Larry Parks. And is that it? That's all we have on the list today. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, okay. Well, going to the top of the list, you know, Hunter Pence was pretty good. As I mentioned, Lorenzo Cain, Gold Glove, hit about 283 lifetime, world champion, and all-star a couple of times. But no, because we're going to the top of the list with a gentleman that you probably have heard of. Not only was he a statesman, but he invented many small practical devices and improved contemporary inventions, including a revolving book stand and a great clock powered by the gravitational pull on cannonballs. He improved the pedometer and the polygraph, a device of duplicating writing, swivel chair. He has been credited, I should say, with the creation of the swivel chair and so forth and so on, but obviously it's what he did elsewhere. He is seen as the icon of individual liberty, democracy, and republicanism. He's hailed as the author of the Declaration of Independence, an architect of the American Revolution, a Renaissance man who promoted science and scholarship. It was amazing on how much he was able to accomplish in his, well, not only in his life, but in his late 20s and early 30s. It was pretty amazing. Some historians considered that he was the most influential figure of the Democratic Republic in its first half century. Succeeded, you know, you can put some names there with James Madison, James Monroe, Andrew Jackson, and others. And he has been consistently ranked as one of the five best United States presidents. And that's been pretty consistent for many, many years. The gentleman from Virginia, Mr. Thomas Jefferson, I've said this many times, for us in a time of history to have such people all come together is pretty amazing. Absolutely pretty amazing. And we should thank our lucky stars for it. I've read a lot about Jefferson over the years. The more I learn, the more I'm amazed. Thomas Jefferson at the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. County Public Works announced travelers can expect some delays on PG Canyon Road this week during working hours, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Crews will be making repairs along the embankments damaged in the 2023 storms. City of Atascadero will be holding its Coffee with the Planner event this week. This month's session will be held Thursday, April 16th at 9 a.m. at the Amsterdam Coffee House. The topic discussed will be the 2045 General Plan update and associated zoning code updates. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Some have said it's the best-known sentence in the English language, and others have written that it's the most potent and, well, consequential words in American history. Both, all men are created equal, and the Constitution, I mean, the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson, this hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.